The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good evening, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and I am coming to you from our temporary studio as we work within our restrictions during the pandemic. It is right now about 12 minutes past the 6 o'clock hour on Friday, August 21st. And as usual, I am pleased to let you know that state-level updates and basically any guidance related to COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 gets you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, you can press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. And when I say community resources, I mean about, like, everything, whether you're looking for food assistance or mental or behavioral health or housing. It's just a really amazing resource. So don't forget about 211. Also, the Washington Listens support line is available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends. It's to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress. It's a free service for those who are not in crisis but do need an outlet to manage that stress. And the number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. We've got some state-level news for us today. The governor has updated requirements and guidance for several sectors. All customers are now required to wear face coverings for all beauty and grooming services across the state, which means that facial treatments and beard trimming and mustache trimming services are no longer permitted, and face coverings must be worn during tanning services and tanning sessions. Museums in Phase 2 may open to visitors at 25% capacity, and in Phase 3 counties at 50% capacity. Good news for those of us that are looking for amazing visits to our amazing museums. Bowling leagues may play in Phase 2 and 3 counties as long as facilities meet certain requirements. Only 2 bowlers will be allowed per lane, and only league play and league practice are permitted. U-Pick orchards and farms may operate in Phase 2 counties. Non-spectator motorsports in Phase 1 and Phase 2 counties may operate under updated restrictions, so all those memos and guidelines can be read by following links in the news section of governor.wa.gov. Governor.wa.gov. We're having a few things happen here in the studio, so pardon my delay for a moment. The Department of Health notes that state code actually changed August 1st to require medically verified immunization records for students entering school and childcare by the first day of school. This law holds even for those attending school remotely. So all local and state departments and school districts do urge you to contact your child's healthcare providers and make sure that your kids are up to date on their immunizations. We've got some regional news. A lot of us are partaking in outdoor recreation because it allows for social distancing and safe use of our wonderful outdoors. But roads and trails that provide access to Lake Cushman and the staircase entrance to the Olympic National Park will be closed starting tomorrow, Saturday, August 2nd, until further notice. That is due to extreme overcrowding and environmental damage from visitors. So, folks, if you are visiting places in our great outdoors, please do take care to pack out all of your trash. And if there are no parking spots, turn around and have a backup plan. Do something different, because the more that we crowd those outdoor spaces, the more likely it is that they will close, just like Lake Cushman and the staircase entrance to the Olympic National Park, which will now be closed until further notice. There are numerous testing sites in our region. Testing is free in the state of Washington for COVID-19. If you're up north, for Seattle locations, visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. For other King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, you can visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This weekend's mobile testing events in Pierce County include tomorrow at Bethel High School and also tomorrow at Metro Parks Eastside Community Center. The events run from 9:30 until 3:30. No ID is required, and the tests are free. Again, they're free and open to the public regardless of symptoms. Any patients can also call their healthcare providers for tests. You don't have to wait for one of the county mobile testing sites. Now, I mentioned a lot of phone numbers and URLs, and if any of those caught you off guard or you wanted those to be repeated somewhere, remember that you can always give us a call. Our phone number at KTQA is 253-330-8821. You can call us or text us. And we will get back to you. You can email us at daily@ktqa.org if you missed something. But you can also go to daily.ktqa.org. And shortly after every briefing, we post all of the resources and bulletins that we read out, in addition to an audio file for our briefings. And so if you missed one, if you're listening today, but you missed one from a previous day, you can get caught up there. Remember that you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency info line and 211 for statewide community resources. Now, in terms of this weekend, besides some mobile testing sites, we have the privilege of having some amazing things going on in town this weekend locally right here in Tacoma. And I am so excited to have a cadre of individuals that are here with me, at least remotely, right? Because we're all together, but separately. But a cadre of individuals from the Hilltop Action Coalition ready to tell us all about the Hilltop Business Crawl that's happening this weekend. So at this time, I would like to welcome Brendan, Alyssa, and Christine to the KTQA Daily Briefing to talk to us a little bit about the Hilltop Business Crawl. Hey, gang, how are you guys today?
We are fantastic. Hello.
So I'm assuming that everybody's crowded around that cell phone, but still maintaining their distance. You guys are hard at work at the Hilltop Action Coalition headquarters. And where is that exactly?
It's located at 1116 Ernest S. Brazil Street. And that's pretty much at the intersection of Ernest S. Brazil and Martin Luther King Jr. Way. We're in the CHC parking garage. And we face, face Mr. Max. I can see him from here. Well, I can see their signs.
Amazing. So I'm here with you guys to talk about the Hilltop Business Crawl. There's all this kind of information that we've gotten really excited about between passports and crawling and supporting our local neighborhoods. Tell us a little bit about it. What's this deal with the passports?
So, hi, this is Alyssa. I'm a board member for the Hilltop Action Coalition, but I'm also a program specialist at the Tacoma Housing Authority, who is one of the partnering organizations who are putting on the Hilltop Business Crawl. And we work together with the Hilltop Action Coalition's interns from UWT, which was our first interns that we've had to design the passport. And it is available online on our Facebook page at the Hilltop Action Coalition Facebook page and online at activatehilltop.org. So people can print out their passport and a map that indicates all of the participating Hilltop businesses as well as their locations in the Hilltop and the locations of two vendor areas that we have set up so that people can easily find and patron our Hilltop businesses. And when they do so, they will get a marking on their passport passport a stamp or a star or whatever the business is using, and they will mark that passport. If you get 4 markings on your passport, you are entered to win some fabulous raffle prizes from our businesses that they have graciously donated, that we'll be raffling off at our September meeting. So we are really excited to have 16 Hilltop businesses and about a dozen local vendors that will be set up in different areas, of course, all socially distanced, making sure that everyone is wearing masks. We have masks and hand sanitizer available for people. So the first step is to get online, get that passport, or come by the Hilltop Action Coalition office that Christine just described for everyone to get a printed copy for yourself.
Now, Alyssa, I'm really glad you said that we could pick one up at the Hilltop Action Coalition office because, well, I mean, I'm a millennial and I've been printing out things, you know, at my various places of employment, you know, because I haven't had a printer in my home since I think I was a high schooler. So for those of us Same. That maybe, you know, needing to have a lot of things printed out, it's been kind of tough, especially if we're trying to conserve what ink we have left in our own printer, maybe printing out, you know, packets for our kids. So we can definitely pick one up. You'll have enough for everyone that wants to participate.
Yes, we will. We have beautiful printed copies from Minutemen Press, a local print organization that was able to turn these around really quickly. And so you guys can come pick them up. And one side is the passport, one side is the map. So you have everything that you need in that one go. So we're excited. I'm a millennial too, and I had to actually buy a printer when we got stuck with the work from home order, so I totally feel that.
Well, and Becky, this is Christine. I just wanted to remind everybody that on the crawl front, when you can see all of the stops listed out at the very bottom, there's a place where you can put in who your favorite business is. So we're having a People's Choice Award, which we're really excited about. We'll actually have a little trophy, and we'll also announce that winner at our September meeting. And I just wanted to remind everybody that when they finish crawling, you want to drop off your passport either at THA. There'll be a booth there where you can drop it off, or you can come back to the Hilltop Action Coalition office and drop it off here.
Now, if there are some of us, this is happening this weekend, right? Saturday and Sunday, we can
Correct.
Participate?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If some of us happen to be maybe away this weekend, we already had plans, or maybe we're isolating because of COVID-19 and we couldn't participate in person, is there a way that individuals can participate maybe by ordering out, you know, or ordering online, you know, different products and foods and things like that from some of the participating businesses?
Yes, actually, some of the brick and mortar businesses have Uber Eats and DoorDash and Postmate, so they can order from them that way. And basically, if they're able to patronize 4 establishments over the weekend, they can take a picture of their passport and email it to HACC. But they would need to do that promptly because we'll be actually gathering everything up and having a stop mark on it Sunday evening. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So what is the email address for Hilltop Action Coalition?
Oh, let me give that to you. It's HAC for Hilltop Action Coalition. And then the word office spelled out. So it's HACC office, the number 15 at gmail.com.
Wonderful. And Alyssa, you said that you were both representing as a board member of Hilltop Action Coalition, but also from the Tacoma Housing Authority as some of the co-sponsors of this event. What was the impetus for this weekend event?
So it actually came from the Tacoma Housing Authority has traditionally held some pop-up markets in the Hilltop over the summer last year and in previous years as a way to give a platform to small, really small businesses that don't have a storefront, but, you know, usually come to farmers markets or other street fairs or things like that to sell clothes, jewelry, soaps, things like that. So obviously this year we couldn't do those types of things, but we wanted to figure out a way to be able to still support those businesses, connect with the community, and offer a positive experience for just the Hilltop in general as we face some difficult times with closures due to not just the coronavirus, but also the Link light rail construction that's going along MLK right now. So as you know, THA is in the business of housing, but it's really in the business of building vibrant communities, and businesses are a huge part of those vibrant communities. So the pop-up markets have been a piece of what we've been doing over the past several years, and this is a way that we have extended that service into the community and to our businesses. So it's really good timing for us, and it's really nice that I literally just started at the Tacoma Housing Authority about 3 months ago, and so it's come together really quickly, and it's great that we have a great community support system between the Hilltop Action Coalition and Tacoma Housing Authority, as well as our other event partners, the Community Market, sponsorships from Sound Transit, Downtown on the Go, and the City of Tacoma. We have a fabulous, fabulous community of support here that has pulled together to make this happen.
Well, it does sound amazing and really fulfilling. Thank you, Alyssa. Christine, you know, Alyssa mentioned the construction going on. Any tips for those of us that are hoping to safely navigate some of the road closures and construction? Any tips for which side and sidewalks might be open?
Well, basically right now, all of the sidewalks are open. And if anybody is wondering at any time, like you wake up and you're like, oh, what's going on down on MLK, you can always check our website. You can check our Facebook. Under notes, we put the most recent construction updates. And there's also a Hilltop Tacoma Link Facebook page that has construction updates. On there, you'll find a 1-800 number for like any time you want to find out what's going on after hours. So you can find out through that avenue as well. And then just real quick, I just wanted to mention that in an effort to promote our businesses along MLK, we have issued a special journal just for them that just came out that we'll have available for people who come by HAC. It's digitally available at our website, www.hilltopactioncoalition.org, and you'll find coupons in there for some of your favorite businesses. So that might be a good idea for people to check that out. You can also pick up a copy here when you get your passport. And we're hoping that the coupons and the flyers that are in the journal will bring people back in September so that we can really promote some great positive business experiences moving forward, not just for this crawl, but to go on into the future so people know how to access these businesses moving forward.
I got to ask about that word crawl. You know, sometimes there will be a crawl or a hop or a stumble or a tour. Why are we crawling? Are we going slowly so we can make sure that we can savor all of the wonderful aspects of Hilltop? Is it something that we can do with babies? You know, who stumbled upon the word crawl?
That's a good question. When we were kind of brainstorming this idea, we had some ideas of like, oh, we've participated in like an art walk, or like if you're of age, maybe like a pub crawl. And something about the word crawl like kind of resonates with people. It's like, you know, that it's something that's active, that's not like, it's not an event, so we're not calling it an event because we're not gathering a large group of people in one place. So it kind of indicates movement, mm-hmm. that we're out and about, but in a safe way due to, you know, the current circumstances. So it kind of just resonated with us, and it fit with the Hilltop because we have so many great restaurants and things like that, yeah, we want people to just crawl around, hang out, mm-hmm. take their time, come out on your own comfort level. That's also why we have it over 2 days, so we're not gathering a large group of people over one day in like a couple of hours.
Right.
We're letting it have, letting people have a lot of opportunities to maybe just come for an hour, hit two spots, and maybe come back on Sunday and hit another two spots and get those last two stamps on your passport. So making sure that people are taking their time and being comfortable.
Yeah, and also the crawl, I mean, that's something that you do in a small footprint. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that we wanted to emphasize, that this is only, it's a very small footprint, so you'll be able to tell you're there because there's going to be signs and balloons and music. So you're going to know that you're in the right spot mm-hmm. to crawl. So it's, I don't know, we just kind of like it. We call it the crawl. And
the crawl.
Yeah, it's just kind of stuck. We tried to say Hilltop Business Crawl, but it's just kind of morphed into the crawl. But yeah.
One and only.
Well, small footprint, but big, big, big impact, I think, for the individuals that are, you know, really putting their hearts and souls into the work of being here in Hilltop and serving our community. And then, you know, big opportunity for so many of us. I hope to be seeing some people and wave at a distance from, you know, across the sidewalk mm-hmm. or across the street. Christine and Alyssa, thank you so much for joining me on KTQA Daily Briefing. Any other things of note that you would like to say, maybe about Hilltop Action Coalition or things coming up through the remainder of the summer or into September?
Yes, please check us out on Instagram. One of the other things that we're doing with this crawl is we're trying to help some of the small businesses that have been here, the historical legacy businesses. We're trying to modernize them a little bit, and we're getting them on Instagram, and we're just hoping
Modernizing.
Yeah, we're modernizing too. Yeah, that's true. But yeah, check us out on Instagram. That's new for us, and we're excited. We're hoping to reach a different market and just increase members of our coalition.
Wonderful. Thank you both so much, Alyssa and Christine from Hilltop Action Coalition.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day, Becky.
You've been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. Remember that if you have any questions or feedback for us, you can email us at daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number is 253-330-8821, where you can call us or text us. You can find us at daily.ktqa.org for any episode of the Daily Briefing. Dial 211 for statewide community resources, and dial 311 to get the City of Tacoma for any non-emergency information that you might need there. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Enjoy this breath of fresh, clean, rainy air. Maybe stop by Hilltop and wave to individuals crawling through our community on their way to check out some of those businesses that maybe we've been avoiding. Talk to you on Monday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.